Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Thank you, Lucius. We've got the finest coming up at the top of the hour. Then we've got our expressway, LA Live at 5:40 here on a glorious TD Tuesday in the G-Bag Nation. But let's welcome in our Odyssey NFL Insider, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast, Mark Schlereth. Mark, how you doing, man?
I am doing good. How are you guys?
Doing well, man. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas to you. And we have a lineman question for you because we got a big topic going on here in Dallas, all right? Tyler Smith gets kicked out to left tackle. And now there's a topic of conversation. Is this going to end up being permanent where they're moving their all-pro left guard to left tackle? How challenging is that? And would you ever in your wildest dreams even mess with moving your all-pro guard to tackle?
Yeah, well, you know, I don't know what his background is from from a playing standpoint. I know that playing tackle is a lot more difficult than playing guard. I guarantee you that. But if you feel like he is a tackle and he can play that position, it's just a more valuable position and it's a tougher position to play. Now I'm one of those guys that never could have bounced out and played tackle. There's just no chance of that happening. I mean, I was going to play in the concrete. So it just all depends upon how that guy is wired, how he, you know, what he has done, what his skill set is. He's obviously a damn good player. So it's just a much more valuable position. It's a much harder position to fill. So if he can play it, then by all means, bounce him out there.
Stink, when you were playing guard and you know, you were kind of a hold 'em, trip 'em, clip 'em guy in a good way, it's an admiration of that. But I was going to ask you about the difference, like with your hands and your feet. Did things happen to you inside a lot quicker than they do on the outside? Am I right about that?
Yeah, it's the space that gets you. It's the space that gets you. And frankly, it's the guys that play outside.
Yeah.
It's those defensive ends that all run 4-3, 4-5, whatever. And so it just becomes a much more challenging spot out there. You know, we always joke around, you're just out there in the water. You know, we're living live in the concrete in here. Yeah. So it's just a completely different deal. The other thing is with that space, oftentimes, you're to an open side. The guys have the ability to not only beat you with speed, but also turn and try to drive you into the pocket. And so there's just not as many bodies in there. As a guard, I was really conscientious and really understood the game from the standpoint of where can I funnel this particular player where I have either help or where I have body presence of other people. All that kind of stuff. You just don't have that out there at tackle. So it's just a much more challenging position to play.
Cowboys, Commanders, Christmas Day. Obviously, both these teams, unfortunately, nothing to play for in terms of playoffs. But you were part of this rivalry, and I think it's one of the all-time rivalries in the NFL, and it's great when both teams are good together. It just hasn't been that way. But what are your memories from Cowboys and at your time Redskins?
Yeah, obviously – when I first got in the league, the Cowboys weren't very good. And then, of course, you had those 90s teams that were just some of the best teams in the history of this game. They were incredible. So, I just had a natural hate for the Cowboys. And that game, that stemmed from my childhood because I was a big Pittsburgh Steelers fan. And the reason I was a Steeler fan is because they won a lot, one. But I grew up in Alaska, and the first game in the morning was always the Steelers game. And so I'd watch the Steelers game in the morning, and then and the games kicked off at 7 a.m. in Alaska when I was a kid. So I'd watch the games in the morning, and then we would go to church, you know, later on after those games were over. And so that was always the afternoon game, the Cowboys game. So I became a huge Steeler fan because those are the games I watched. And so I always hated the Cowboys, even when I came in to you know, play for the Redskins. I have a lot of respect for them as an organization. I have a lot of respect for their history. And those, like I said, those mid-90s teams were unbelievable. The one thing I really remember, though, more than anything else, is when Jerry took over as a Cowboys owner in, I think, 89.
Right.
I remember going there in, like, 95. And I was with the Broncos at the time and was sitting on the bench. And all the kind of the advertising that was going on, you know, because Jerry had stepped away from, you know, the NFL, like, hey, we all do Coke and he does Pepsi or whatever it was. But I just remember sitting on the bench, you know, as a, you know, as our offense was not on the field, and just hearing like every fit.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
15-20 seconds.
Yeah.
Stop by the concourse, 200 level, TCBY yogurt, the official yogurt of the Dallas Cowboys. I'd be like, "Well, you guys shut up!" Like we're trying to have a meeting over here on the sideline, you know. And it was just always kind of funny to me, but a lot of respect for those, like I said, those mid-90s teams. Those teams are great.
Hey, Stink, since you brought up Alaska, what's the one thing that we get wrong about Alaska that people always seem to get wrong about it as a state? Is there something that we just always, and when you go, when somebody says, you just go, man, that is absolutely not true. Is there something that we just totally butcher, botch, get wrong that just pisses somebody off from Alaska?
Yeah, nothing. I mean, nothing really. It was always funny because I learned a very valuable lesson. When I got drafted to the Redskins, and I flew into, I flew into Washington Dulles, Northern Virginia there.
Yeah.
And the time it was, you know, the airport was there, and then it was like a jungle. I mean, it was like so densely populated with trees and everything else. It's so much more, you know, it's so much larger now than it was then.
Right.
But I remember driving up and down the East Coast and just kind of laughing to myself. Because, you know, people used to ask you questions about, you know, mushing dogs to school or living in an igloo and all that kind of stuff, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I thought the East Coast, growing up in Alaska, was all New York City.
Yeah.
That's what, not my vision of the East Coast was, the whole East Coast was New York City.
Yeah.
And so I was like, man, it's as ridiculous as my, you know, as people thought I grew up in an igloo. I had about as much, I was about as naive about what the East Coast actually was, you know, growing up in Alaska. So it just is, it's just interesting, you know. It was, Alaska is unbelievable. It's so gorgeous.
It is a gorgeous place.
Yeah. And the summertime, man, it's just nothing better.
No, it is.
Yeah. Steak. I had the problem when I went to school at LSU that all my teammates thought the episodes of Dallas, that's being from Dallas. That's what they thought I was.
Ride a horse to
school. I rode a horse to school every day, you know, that kind of thing. I lived on oil producing land and stuff like that. It was just crazy. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. It's funny. It is funny. I remember Dallas, the show Dallas, and I used to watch it.
Uh-huh.
Like, I would watch the beginning of it because it was like on those either Friday or Saturday nights where they had
Miami Vice. They had Miami Vice on too. Yeah, after that. Yeah.
Yeah, Dukes of Hazzard was on, and then you know, and then the Love Boat in Dallas, and I would stay up and just watch the intro of Dallas just so I could see the stadium, and then I would turn it off. I never actually watched the show. I just wanted to see the stadium.
All right. Odyssey NFL insider Mark Schlereth with us here. Insider Colts brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. So you called Panthers Bucks, correct?
Yes.
So how was that? I mean, this battle for the NFC South, I know they're going to play again here, but do you think Carolina's going to win this thing?
Gosh, no, probably not. I don't know. You know, they're the most mercurial team. You know, they can play a pretty solid football game like they did on Sunday and turn around and, you know, the week before lose to New Orleans and, you know, then beat the Rams and then, you know, lose to somebody else that's not very good. So they're really interesting. I think the one thing that really intrigued me about this game is that, you know, I'm of the belief they've got to run the ball, that Rico Dowdle's got to be big. They've got to have that kind of production because I just don't think Bryce Young can beat you. And in this particular game, a couple of critical situations, 12 seconds left at the end of the first half, and Todd Bowles calls zero blitz, and he gives up, you know, Bryce Young beats him to Teteroa McMillan for a touchdown. And then in the fourth quarter, they got to have it, got to have a drive. It's 20-20 and another blitz. And Bryce Young hits Jalen Coker down the sideline one-on-one, both beautifully thrown balls, both, you know, throwing it in a milk carton essentially. And that was the first time where I really looked at it like, wow, Bryce Young, you know, he doesn't have any problem diagnosing it. It's been the issue of getting the ball there. And he did it in a couple of different critical situations, also making some plays with his feet, keeping drives alive. I thought he played in my, and I've done six Carolina games. Yeah. It was the best I have seen him play. The most efficient I have seen him play over the course of the six games that I've done. So, I was pretty impressed, but you know, there's still something about Baker Mayfield and Tampa at home, healthy with a healthy wide receiving core that I still feel like eventually can win this division. They you got to understand Carolina plays Seattle in Carolina, and they've gone one since like week three. They're win loss win loss win loss win loss win loss the whole way, and so I think that, you know, they'll lose to Seattle, then they have to go to Tampa to play, and Tampa's got Miami. So it should come down to week 18.
Stink, do you think with the thing with Bryce Young, he just doesn't fit our eye, what a quarterback's supposed to look like? Do you think that's the reason why sometimes we feel the way we do about him?
Sure. Yeah, I think that has something to do with it. But then I think you see some of the plays that don't get made.
Right.
And the other thing you see all the time with Bryce is, I mean, every game he seems to win, he's 14-22
right,
for 141 yards. You know,
right.
It just is, it never feels dominant. And he's a smaller cat, you know,
sure,
a smaller guy.
Yeah, smaller guy.
And all that stuff. So, yeah, it does not look like we want it to look. So
right.
That certainly is part of it, but still, it just, he feels like, and I could be completely wrong. He may light it up and, you know, keep growing. But, you know, this is the best season he's ever had, and he's still at 63% completion.
Yeah.
And, you know, he still has very limited yards and, you know, touchdowns, the interceptions. It's still statistically isn't what you would expect it to be. But, you know, that said, I don't think Carolina's the most talented team either.
Mm. Stink, thank you so much as always, man. Enjoy the holidays. We'll catch up with you next week.
Sounds good, guys. Take care.
There he goes. Mark Schlereth with us here. You can check him out on the Stinkin' Truth podcast, of course, and shout out to Nationwide as well. Coming up next, let's get our football fix in. Things to know about the Commanders and Dak Prescott's guarantee. That's next in the Nation.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.